Yayorata Madhava Kuncha Vihari Jaya Jaya Kopichana Vadahava Girivanata Jaya Kopichana Vanagha Jaya Kopichana Vadahava Girivanata Jaya Kopichana Yashoda Nandana Rajachana Nanchana Yashoda Nandana Rajachana Nanchana Yashoda Nandana Rajachana Nanchana Yashoda Nandana Yamuna Tihiravana Chari Yamuna Tihiravana Vanacharya munatira vanacharya munatira vanachari jayorata madhava kuncha vihari jaya Jaya Goranitai, Goranitai Jaya, Goranitai Jaya, Goranitai Jaya. Jaya Jagannath, Jagannath Jaya. Parade jaya subhaja jaya Jagannath jaya Jaya Rukmini Dogadesh Rukmini Dogadesh Rukmini Dogadesh Rukmini Dogadesh Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada
Jaya Om Vishnu Padapana Mahamsa Parira Jakcharya Ashtodara Satta Shri Shrima His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Shira Prabhupada Ki Jaya His Confantacharya His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Shira Prabhupada Ki Jaya Jaya Om Vishnu Padapanamahamsa Prayla Jakcharya Ashtodara Satta Shri Shrima His Divine Grace Shira Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jaya Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jaya Namacharya Shira Hariras Thakku Ki Jaya Premsaka Ho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhatra Sri Vasade Gora Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jaya Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopinam Shyamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Shri Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Shri Jagannapuri Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Chamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Trusi Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhaktavinda Ki Jai Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai Transcendental Prasadam Distribution Ki Jai Hare Rama Sankirtan Ki Jai ISKCON YUTA GADAM KI JAI NITHAI GAURA PRAMANANDI HARIBA HARIBA AKRARI STRIDI SAMBHARI VARI HARE KISHNA AKRARI STRIDI SAMBHARI VARI HARE KISHNA AKRARI STRIDI SAMBHARI VARI HARE KISHNA AKRARI STRIDI SHRI GURU AND SHRI GAURANGA ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायण नमस्कृत्य नारायण चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तत्त्वचायाम् उदीरयेत् नस्तप्रयेषु अवद्रेषु नित्यं भगवता सेवया भगवद्युतमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 1, text number 26. Kachit purano purusho swanabhya patmanu rithyaha kilavatino asata uvyaha kushalam vidaya krita shano kushalam sura gehe kachi purano purusho swanabhya padamarudhitheha kilavatino asata asata uvyaha kushalam vidaya kritashano kushalam suragehe kachi purano purusha swanabhya Padma nuvritheha kilavatino asata uvyaha kushanam vidaya kritashano kushanam suragehe kachi purano purusho swanabhya patmanu vrittihat kilavatino asata uvyaha kushanam vidaya kritashano kushanam suragehe
Kachi purano purusha swanabhya
Padmanuryetheha kilabhattino Asata uryanumaya Ritasyanumaya Asata
uryanumaya Madajis. Kachit brother Purano the original Purusha personality of Godhead Krishna and Balaram Svanabhya Brahma Padma Anuritya by the request of the one who is born from the lotus. Iha, here, kila, certainly, avatino, incarnated, asate, are, uvyaha, in the world, kusha, in the world, kushalam, well-being, vidaya, for doing so, Kritashano, the elevators of everyone's prosperity. Kushalam, all well. Suragehe, in the house of Shurasena. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Please tell me whether the original personality of Godhead, who incarnated themselves at the request of Brahma, who is born out of the lotus flower from the Lord, and who have increased the prosperity of the world by elevating everyone, are doing well in the house of Shurasena. So this is Vidura's continue. Speaking with Maitreya Muni, actually Uddhava, right? Purport. Lord Krishna and Balaram are not two different personalities of Godhead. God is one without a second, but he expands himself in many forms without their being separate from one another. They are all plenary expansions. The immediate expansion of Lord Krishna is Balade, and Brahma, born from the lotus flower from Gavadakshayi Vishnu, is an expansion of Balade. This indicates that Krishna and Balade are not subjected to the regulations of the universe. On the contrary, the whole universe is under their subjugation. They appeared at the request of Brahma to liberate the burden of the world. And they relieved the world by many superhuman activities, so that everyone became happy and prosperous. Without the grace of the Lord, no one can become happy and prosperous, because the happiness of the family of the Lord's devotees depends on the happiness of the Lord. Vidura first of all inquired about the well-being of the Lord. Om Agyana Timinandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Umanitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtan Stapidan Yena Buddhare Swayan Rupa Kadamahyan Tadati Swam Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamanam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupan Sakrachatan Sahagana Lakunata Vitam Tam Sajivam Satvaitan Savadutan Parijana Sahitan Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinna Bandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namastude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavan Nishwari Vishabhanu Srute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakau Pataruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitana Bhavanevyo Vaishvanevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadhatra, Shri Vasade Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kachi Purano Purusho Swanabhya Padma Nuvritheha Kiravati No Asata Uvyaha Kushanam Vidaya Kritashano Kushanam Suregehe. Translation again. Please tell me whether the original personality of Godhead, who incarnated himself at the request of Brahma, who is born out of the lotus flower from the Lord, and who have increased the prosperity of the world by elevating everyone, are doing well in the house of Surasena. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he said that without the grace of the Lord, no one can become happy and prosperous. So it reminds me a few verses in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the prayers by Queen Kunti to Lord Krishna. So Queen Kunti, she was praying to Lord Krishna, saying, Kevayan nama rupabhyam yadubhya saha pandava bhavato dashanam yahi rishikanam iveshitu. Queen Kunti, she was praying to Lord Krishna, saying, as a name and fame of a particular body is finished with the disappearance of the living spirit, similarly, if you do not look upon us, all our fame and activities, along with the Pandavas and the Yadus, will end at once. Then Queen Kunti, she again said that Neyam Shobhi Shate Tacha Yate Dhani Gadhadara Tapadai Ankita Bhati Swalakshana Vilakshitai. Queen Kunti said, O Gadadara Krishna, our kingdom is now being marked by the impression of your lotus feet, and therefore it appears beautiful. But when you leave, it will no longer be so. And then Queen Kunti, she continued praying to the Lord, saying, Ime jana pada sridha supak vashadi viruda. Vanadri nadi utavanto hi edante tava vishitai. She said, all these cities and villages are flourishing in all respects because the herbs and grains are in abundance. The trees are full of fruits. The rivers are flowing. The hills are full of minerals and the ocean full of wealth. And this is all due to your glancing over them. Srila Prabhupada wrote a very beautiful purport, especially to this last verse I have just read. Let's take a look at what Srila Prabhupada said in the purport. Prabhupada, he said, human prosperity flourishes by natural gifts, not by gigantic industrial enterprises. The gigantic industrial enterprises are products of a godly civilization, and they cause the destruction of the noble aims of human life. The more we go on increasing such troublesome industries to squeeze out the vital energy of the human being, the more there will be unrest and dissatisfaction of the people in general. Although a few only can live lavishly by exploitation. The natural gifts such as grains and vegetables, fruits, rivers, the hills of jewels and minerals, and the seas full of pearls are supplied by the order of the Supreme. And as he desires, material nature produces them in abundance or restricts them at times. The natural law is that the human being may take advantage of these godly gifts by nature and satisfactorily flourish on them without being captivated by the exploitative motive of lording it over material nature. The more we attempt to exploit material nature according to our winds of enjoyment, the more we shall become entrapped by the reactions of such exploitative attempts. If we have sufficient grains, fruits, vegetables, and herbs, then what is the necessity of running a slaughterhouse and killing poor animals? A man need not kill an animal if he has sufficient grains and vegetables to eat. The flow of river waters fertilizes the fields, and there is more than what we need. Minerals are produced in the hills and the jewels in the ocean. If the human civilization has sufficient grains, minerals, jewels, water, milk, etc., then why should it hanker after terrible industrial enterprises at the cost of the labor of some unfortunate man? But all these natural gifts are dependent on the mercy of the Lord. What we need, therefore, is to be obedient to the laws of the Lord and achieve the perfection of human life by devotional service. The indication by Queen Kunti are just to the point. She desires that God's mercy be bestowed upon them so that natural prosperity be maintained by his grace. So this is exactly what Srila Prabhupada he said here in today's purport, that without the grace of the Lord, no one can become happy and prosperous. So it reminds me quite a few stories in the Krishna book. There was one time, there's a fruit vendor. She came to sell some of her fruit in Vrindavan. And Krishna came, you know, with a handful of grains. In those days, you know, there's no paper bill, you know, to buy things. It's a, you know, you have to trade with, certain object, products. It's like that, you know. So Krishna, although Krishna was only a small boar, but he knows that because he probably seen, you know, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj was, they were doing like that. So he came with a handful of the grains, tried to trade with their fruit vendor some fruits. And he handed the fruit vendor the grains, although it's only little bit grains, but the fruit vendor gave him a lot of fruits. And Krishna was pleased by the service of the fruit vendor. And immediately, you know, all the fruits in her basket turned into valuable gold and jewelries. You see? And also, there's a nice story about Sudama Vipra in the Krishna book. We know that Sudama Vipra, he is actually a good friend of Lord Krishna at the Gurukul. And then, after he graduated from Gurukul, you know, Sudama Vipra became a householder. But he kept, you know, this service to Lord Krishna without stop. But, you know, he became very poor. And at the request of his wife, Sudama came to see Lord Krishna in Dwarka. And they had very nice friendly talks. Actually, Prabhupada said, Lord Krishna engaged for a long time in talking with Sudama Vipra about their past association. And then after talking, Krishna began to smile and ask, my dear friend, what have you brought for me? Has your wife given you some nice eatables for me? Yeah, because, you know, when you go and see some friends, naturally you will bring some gift. Yeah. So Krishna is asking Sudama Vipra what he has brought for him. Yeah. While addressing his friend, Lord Krishna looked upon him and smiled with great love. He continued, my dear friend, you must have brought some presentation for me from your home. Yeah. And then Sudama Vipra, he was very hesitant. Because he was so poor that his wife gave him only a little bit chipped rice, you know. So he's feeling really ashamed to, you know, present to Lord Krishna like that, you know. And we all know that Krishna is Paramatma, super soul situated in everyone's heart. He understands the situation of Sudama Vipra. So he said, you know, Lord Krishna, can you say, my dear friend, I'm certainly not in need of anything, but if my devotee give me something as an offering of love, even though it may be very insignificant, I accept it with great pleasure. On the other hand, if a person is not a devotee, even though he may offer me very valuable things, I do not like to accept them. I actually accepted only things offered to me in devotion and love. That's exactly the verse in the Bhagavad Gita. Pacham pushpam phananto yam yome bhakti prayachati. Tattaham bhakti uparitam ashnami praya tatmanaha. Krishna tells Arjuna, if one offers to me a fruit, a leaf, or some water with love and devotion, I will accept it. So Krishna confirmed his teachings here in the Bhagavad Gita, right? So I actually accept only things offered to me in devotion and love. Otherwise, however valuable a thing may be, I do not accept it. If my pure devotee offers me even the most insignificant things, a little flower, a little piece of leaf, a little water, but saturates the offering in devotional love, then not only do I gladly accept such an offering, but I eat it with great pleasure. See? So that's what we need, love and devotion in the offerings. So Lord Krishna assured Sudama Vipra that he would be very glad to accept the chipped rice he had brought from home. Yet out of great shyness, Sudama Vipra hesitated to present it to the Lord. Yeah. So in the mind, Sudama Vipra, he was thinking, how can I offer such an insignificant thing to Krishna? And Sudama Vipra, he simply bowed his head, you know. Yeah. So we all know that Krishna is super soul Paramatma in everyone's heart. So he knows everyone's determination and everyone's want. He knew, therefore, the reason for Sudama Vipra's coming to him. And he knew that, driven by the extreme poverty, he had come there at the request of his wife. So thinking of Sudama as his very dear close friend, he knew that Sudama's love for him as a friend was never tainted by any desire for material benefit. Krishna thought, Sudama had not come asking anything from me, being obliged by the request of his wife. He has come to see me just to please her. Lord Krishna therefore decided that he would give more material opulence to Sudama Vipra that could be imagined even by the King of Heaven. And then we all know that, you know, at this point, Krishna, he snatched the bundle of the cheaper rice which was hanging on the shoulder of the poor Brahmana. And then he takes some of the chipped rice and ate it. And then Krishna wants to eat more. But Rukmini Devi stopped her. Yeah, Rukmini Devi stopped her, you know. Yeah, and then we all know that actually Rukmini said, my dear Lord, this one morsel of the chipped rice is sufficient to cause him who offered it to become very opulent in this life and to continue his opulence in the next life. My Lord, you are so kind to your devotee that even this one morsel of chipped rice pleases you very greatly. And your pleasure assures the devotee opulence in both this life and the next. See, that's That's why, you know, Srila Prabhupada, he said in today's verse that the devotees, they should completely depend on the mercy of Krishna, you know. Actually, the actual words is, without the grace of the Lord, no one can become happy and prosperous. And then we all know that Sudama Vipra, he left Lord Krishna's palace and he went back to his home. And upon arriving his home, so he saw a big change of his home. And let's take a look of the what change had happened to his home, huh? Thinking in this way, the learned Brahmana gradually reached his own home, but there he saw that everything was wonderfully changed. He saw that in the place of his cottage, there were big palaces made of valuable stones and jewels glittering like the sun, moon, and rays of fire. Not only were there big palaces, but at intervals there were beautifully decorated parks in which many beautiful men and women were strolling. In those parks, there were nice lakes full of lotus flowers and beautiful lilies, and there were flocks of multicolored birds. Seeing the wonderful conversion of his native place, the Brahmana began to think to himself, how am I seeing all this change? Does this palace belong to me or to someone else? If it is the same place where I used to live, then how has it so wonderfully changed? And then, you know, while Sudama Vipra, he was thinking in this way, a group of beautiful men and women with features resembling those of the demigods, accompanied by musical chanters, approached to welcome him. All were singing auspicious songs. The wife of the Brahmana was very glad to hear, on hearing the tidings of her husband's arrival. And with great haste, she came out of the palace. The Brahmana's wife appeared so beautiful that it seems as if the goddess of fortune herself had come to receive him. Such a big change. It's all because a little bit offering of the cheap rice to Lord Krishna. That's really amazing. So that's why Srila Prabhupada, he was saying in today's verse, only by the mercy of Lord Krishna that one can become happy and prosperous. Yeah. So I just stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Okay, thank you very much. Yeah. Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai. Thank you, Maliji.